And perhaps in the next few portions, we can look at him as the same in what context. And the three contexts that we could consider now briefly are: he's the same as in from eternity beginning through to end. There is no beginning or end with him. So he ever was, ever is, and ever will be in eternity. And I believe that's what we had brought out in John chapter 1 verse 2, where he was with God in the beginning. He was there in the beginning. He's there now. And if we consider that he came into this world in the flesh, we read in Luke that he arose. We know that he ascended into the glory, and he is seated at the right hand of the majesty on high. He is now ascended as Son of Man. And he's seated there for a time that he knows, only he knows, we don't. Someone thought it was 2012, but they got that wrong. When he will come again and take all who have put their trust in him to be with him. So we have that from the beginning of time in eternity, he was there. And he is still the same to this day. Then we have in Hebrews chapter 1, we have in light of creation, how things in this world age. We looked at that at the beginning. How garments age, how you and I age. He doesn't. He remains the same from the beginning, now, and through eternity. He will be the same. Our bodies, I think, don't know about you, but as I was walking up this hill, it seems to get harder and harder each year. It's our bodies are just getting weaker. Although there's one brother here who's pretty fit and breathing well after he came up. Brother Carlos. So we have, in light of creation, our limited abilities. And with him, limitless. There is nothing. He will not age. We may buy a nice new car. A few years down the road, it's a nice old car. Nice antique. Or it's a piece of rust and we have to get rid of it. But the Lord is not at all, I don't compare him to a car, don't mistake me there. But the Lord is not at all like that. Things in this world, they come and they go. They pass away, they get old. There's new fashions, new things come and go. I can't believe, I think it was 10 years ago, we didn't have all this iPad, iPhone business. I remember when I was your age, I feel really old now. When I was your age, we didn't even have cell phones. Thanks, brother. I lived in England. They're behind technology in America. But there was one brother I remember. He used to come into the meeting with a big battery pack for his cell phone. And he'd walk in and everyone's like, wow. Big battery pack. He'd put it down. And the battery had already run out. It had a life for like 10 minutes. But that was the nearest we got to technology then. But you see, things change. But one thing does not change. That is God's Word. The Word himself. The Son of God. Son of Man, he does not change. We can look in Solomon chapter 5. It's an interesting verse. I don't know if it was... Okay, no, it wasn't on here. So I've got it here. A really good verse I saw talking of creation and things getting old. In the Song of Solomon chapter 5. At the beginning of verse 11, here we have a little picture, a little description, as it were, of the Son of God. I'll just read the first part of verse 11. His head is as the most fine gold, and here's the bit that I'm more focused on. His locks are bushy and black as a raven. And when I first read this, I was thinking, what's that got to do with this being the same? And I was kind of struggling with this a little, trying to think. And then a couple of thoughts came to mind. I was going to mention Brother Verrill here, but I won't. Just did though. His locks are bushy. And black as a raven. Bushy locks. A lot of hair. What do we think? Who may have a lot of hair? An older person or a younger person? Generally a younger person will have a lot of hair. You have grey hair or black hair? When you're born, some babies come out and they have thick black hair. Three of my four had thick, black, quite long black hair. And now they're all very blonde. But when you're young, you get very black hair. And as you age, as you kind of get old, it starts to change color. Unless you color it. It starts to go gray. So here we have the thought of the Blessed One being described. His locks are bushy. It's a lot of hair. That depicts youth. He's still young. A lot of hair is young. Black, he's not gray-haired. Still young. So we have here, what else may come with youth? May come strength. So we have here this, perhaps eternal youth, eternal strength, being portrayed in this portion in the Old Testament. Isn't it wonderful that some simple little portions can speak so much about that Blessed One, his youthfulness and his strength. So he is, perhaps as it were, forever, forever young, never aging. And it's perhaps a good time to encourage ourselves that when he comes and takes us to be with him, we will change. Our mortal bodies will no longer be. We'll be like him. We will see him. We'll be transformed, have wonderful new bodies. Don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that. Need to get out of this one. But it's encouraging that we have this wonderful future to look forward to. And then finally, in the verse that really this revolves a lot around in Hebrews, turn with me, we're almost there, back to Hebrews, and now towards the end of the book of Hebrews. Oh, first of all, in Hebrews chapter 1, one more verse there. Just checking you're all awake. It's Hebrews chapter 13. Just want to get you guys moving. Hebrews chapter 13. And this really is confirmation of, we've seen up until now, I trust, we've seen that through the portions we've had before us, especially looking at the Word, the Word was confirmed to us as being the Son of God. The Son of God, we've read and understood, became flesh. That flesh, the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, came into this world. We see that in the Old Testament there are various verses that we've looked at where that same one who became flesh tells us about what he's going to become. He tells us who he is, that he is the same in the Old Testament before he even came into the scene as man, yet without sin.